executive on the last line home again. Outbound only, no return. By missive or by mission go, I took the call, I took the letter, that no one was coming in today or any other. Could not miss this, could not sir. Could not be with living up. Transit go and watch one step. Outbound only, no return. Lights off, workplace, get well, warning, loveless, life fades in time, lapse with full time, tell truth, say what found you outbound. Stay home,
Yes.
All right.
About my family.
sails feel good. And when I get to shore, I hope that I can kill good. My father was a sailor named Captain Kennedy. He lost his wooden schooner to the Germans on the sea. Exploded on the water for everyone to see and humiliate that American Captain Kennedy. I saw him in Nassau in 1971. His strength was failing. Islands as 100-foot iron. That steel hull freighter was passing its time, and time flew by faster with life on the sea, and the days grew shorter.
Been listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. Dave is not here with us tonight, but he is in spirit as he selected all the music you heard in that last set. Just calling back what we heard, we ended off with a track from Neil Young. We heard his rendition of Captain Kennedy. Captain Kennedy can be found off of the recent release Chrome Dreams, which is a unique thing. There's been a lot of these albums coming out lately from the Neil Young camp, but basically this is something he had recorded a while ago, back in 1977. It was to be on the album Chrome Dreams, and it never manifested, was never released. It was actually pulled and American Stars and Bars came out instead. So this is really interesting. This is part of an archive release, and there's been a lot of these, as I mentioned, lately. There's been, in fact, I believe, three albums. This marks three albums of unreleased full records that Neil Young recorded in 77 and 78, respectively, that never saw the light of day, although some tracks from them had ended up performing, visits on albums here and there, either in re-recorded fashion or with the original recordings. But either way, Chrome Dreams is a fantastic release, highly worth checking out if you're a Neil Young fan. Now, speaking of Neil Young, he was part of a very short-lived band that took place in Santa Cruz, California, back in 1977. This is a group not only featuring Neil Young, but also Jeff Blackburn, Bob Mosley of Moby Grape, and Johnny Craviato. Johnny Craviato. So this group, as mentioned, were around very briefly, but when they were, they ended up releasing this short album. Well, I should say they recorded this short album in one form or another. There were some studio takes, there was live songs, but what we heard was from this compilation titled High Flying, which features basically everything you could imagine. It was recorded by the Ducks at this point. We heard the songs I Am a Dreamer and Human Highway. And Human Highway is particularly interesting because, as with a lot of the songs on Chrome Dreams, this would be recorded in another version and released on a mainstream, widely distributed Neil Young album, that one being Comes a Time. And then we started things off with an artist who really is indebted to Neil Young in terms of his songwriting capabilities and his voice. We heard from Bri Webb, probably best known as a principal songwriter and singer for Constantines. We actually had a chance to see him perform live at the Dominion House just a few weeks back, where he's touring in support of his brand new release, Run With Me. That's officially going to be out in stores on November 3rd, but you can actually hear the album and you can hear some tracks from it on his Bandcamp page. We heard I Can't See You, which is a fantastic song, probably my favorite from the album, to be honest. And Bri is a great performer. If you ever have a chance to see him perform live, we do strongly encourage you to do that. Just a few other reminders. We are going to be having our annual Halloween episode next week on Saturday, so we do want to encourage you to check that out. As I said, we're going to have some monstrous-themed songs. We're going to have some spooky numbers we play. And also, I have a feeling there might be an odd guest here and there that might pop up. So if you're in for a fun Saturday night, check that out. Speaking of fun Saturday nights, stay tuned to CJAM throughout your evening, because we're going to have Mark Hazabon with the Cowboys and Indies program up next, and then other great CJAM programming to take you through your Saturday night. We're going to end off the program with a pair of songs also selected by Dave. We're going to hear a song from Kiwi Jr. from their 2021 release Chopper. This song will be titled The Sound of Music. And we're also going to hear something from the Leather Uppers going all the way back to 1994. We're going to hear You Know I Do from OK, Don't Say Hi. And if we have a little bit of time, we might squeeze in a song from the band Women, but we'll see what we have in terms of time. As always, stay tuned to CJAM and check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com. Here you go with music, with Kiwi Jr. ending off the program.
Isn't it awesome?